Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Ben Gibbard. That's awesome you play a Billy Bragg song. Is there an artist you dream about covering one of your songs?
Well, Billy Bragg might be a good place to start. I don't know. You know, I feel it's kind of, there's a level of hubris involved in thinking that someone else would want to cover one of your songs, especially somebody who you admire. So it's not something that I kind of, I think about. I often think that we have some songs that might make good country songs. Maybe one of these, like, new country people could cover, and then we could buy swimming pools or something. I don't know. But that's... But I made some comment in Nashville when we played there of, like, any country singers want to cover this song. But no, I don't. It's not something I ever kind of. I don't dwell on it too often.
I'm gonna try to have somebody that comes in here cover one of your songs, and we'll get you the recording, see how you like it.
That'd be great. I'd love
sure.
that.
We were talking before the set here about you run. You run a lot. You do 50Ks. And have you done 100K before? Just 50Ks?
50 milers. And 50. I think it's 100K in February. Yeah.
Does that help with the songwriting process? Are you out there running for hours and you have songs come to mind as you're in the middle of these long runs?
No, it's kind of the exact opposite. I prefer to, like, not think about or listen to music when I'm out on the trail in the mountains. Because we live in Seattle and you go 20 minutes east and you're in the mountains, which is really nice. So I kind of like to go up there and just not think about music. I mean, so much of my life has been just consumed by it in a great way. But, you know, I think there's a time in your life when you fill every free second of your life with music. And I don't quite think that's sustainable. I think the older you get, you need to kind of not only creatively get away from it, but also just, like, not spend every minute listening to music. I feel like eventually music becomes kind of background if it's always on. If you're always, you're always listening to it. And I feel like the silence is incredibly important for me, just personally, but also creatively.
Well, and this new album, a new-ish album, it's been out for almost 6-7 months now. Kintsugi, the first without Chris.
Mm-hmm. Well, he played on the record,
but yeah. didn't produce the record, correct?
No, that's correct. Yeah.
Tremendous. Talk about the meaning of kintsugi. It's a Japanese phrase, a Japanese art, correct?
Yeah, it's a technique of repairing broken ceramics with, like, precious metals in the lacquer. It's just a way of highlighting breakage and kind of using it to beautify something rather than, the Western idea of fixing something is to make it look like it was never broken in the first place. And yeah, I think that certainly as a, you know, musician, as a songwriter, I think that's kind of unknowingly what I've been trying to do a lot of the time is just, you know, in writing songs about, you know, not only my life, but people around me, I kind of, you know, I want to kind of highlight the broken parts of our lives and kind of make them beautiful, you know.
Well, congratulations on the new project, the newish project. Again, you're out. You've been out for a few months now and a couple more weeks to go before the holidays.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it. Let's hear a couple more from Ben Gibbard.
Okay, great.